From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A major storm system in the country's midsection is delaying holiday travel for many Americans and forcing road closures through parts of the Plain States and Midwest. All interstates in the Oklahoma City area are closed. Captain Chris West is with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol.
We've had whiteout conditions, visibility that's very, very limited. We started having people run off the road, and we started having collisions, semi-tractor trailers, jackknifing, and I'm talking about all over the place.
Forecasters say the storm will continue moving through the eastern third of the country today, bringing rain, freezing rain, and snow. President Obama and the First Family are spending the Christmas holiday in Hawaii, where a young Barack Obama lived during much of his childhood. Before leaving Washington, the president praised Senate passage of a health care overhaul bill, saying the government is prepared to deliver on a long-held promise. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
For almost a century, Mr. Obama said, presidents have been calling for an overhaul of the nation's health care system. He says the measures passed by both the Senate and the House achieve that, extending health insurance to some 30 million people who don't have it, and providing more security for those who do.
These are not small reforms. These are big reforms. If passed, this will be the most important piece of social legislation since the Social Security Act passed in the 1930s.
Mr. Obama said the country is now incredibly close to making the health care overhaul a reality. He said he's looking forward to working with members of both the House and the Senate on a final bill that he can sign. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president and Mrs. Obama also recorded a holiday message before leaving Washington. They noted tough economic and employment conditions and the sacrifices of those in military service and their families, but the president also said there is much to celebrate. In the Republican address, Congressman Duncan Hunter of California asked Americans to think of those in military service, and he said Republicans are offering common sense solutions to the country's problems.
Republicans believe our top priority when it comes to the economy should be simple. First, do no harm. So let's resolve in the new year to end misguided efforts to create new laws that will cost even more jobs.
Hunter called Democratic plans misguided. Pope Benedict was knocked to the floor at the start of Christmas Eve ceremonies in St. Peter's Basilica. A woman jumped a barricade, lunged at him, and pulled him down. Mary Beth Burns is a tourist from Texas, and she saw it happen.
All of a sudden, this person sort of flew over the barricade, and the Holy Father went down.
The Pope was apparently unhurt and continued on to celebrate Mass. The Vatican said in a statement that the attacker was unarmed and describes her as psychologically unstable. The statement said she was detained and taken to a medical facility for treatment. This is NPR News. U.S. financial markets are closed today. Stock prices fell across Asia, though shares in some technology companies moved higher. Japan's Nikkei stock average closed down 0.4% after closing at a three-month high yesterday. In China, the Shanghai Composite Index closed down 0.2%. The U.S. government says demand for manufactured goods rebounded in November. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
New factory orders for durable goods, longer-lasting, higher-priced products such as autos and appliances, grew 0.2% last month after falling 0.6% in October. That was a smaller gain than expected, but the total was depressed by a sharp drop in commercial aircraft orders from Boeing Corporation. Purchasing of motor vehicles and parts was also lower. Excluding a 5.5% drop in transportation, orders were up 2%. There was strength in demand for machinery, primary metals, computers, and electronic products. Orders for non-defense capital goods, excluding aircraft, a proxy for business fixed investment, rose nearly 3%. The report was seen as boding well for gross domestic product, which grew a subpar 2.2% in the third quarter. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Japan's government has proposed a record-high budget for the coming fiscal year. The $1 trillion budget has been approved by the Prime Minister's cabinet, but it also must clear the Japanese parliament. Japan is struggling to emerge from its worst recession since the Second World War, and the government plans to issue new bonds to make up for lower tax revenues. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.